Well, good morning, everybody. Our first case today is case number 57965, the Mitchell versus District Court. Ms. Ellerton and Mr. Simon, we're real concerned about the bankruptcy as to whether we can even proceed. So do we have a lift stay for us or anything that could give us some guidance so we can be more comfortable that we're not going to be arrested by United States Marshals?
Your Honor, I have Zach Larson present, who is actually going to be my attorney in the bankruptcy proceedings. He specializes in bankruptcy. And I just have him here if you have any questions about what these laws mean. Obviously, we feel that there is an automatic stay. And we were in front of District Court Judge Corey yesterday, and he refused to hear any of the motions before him. And I think his brother, Timothy Corey, who's a trustee, was present in court and advised everybody. It is definitely a stay. You can't even.
Well, I'm not going to go against the Corey brothers. They know what they're doing.
Justice
Pickering or Justice Gibbons, or Ms. Allerton?
We weren't aware that our client, until we got the notice to respond to the order, and then I inquired and did find that Dr. Mitchell did, in fact, file bankruptcy. His bankruptcy attorney believes that there should be an automatic stay invoked because of the bankruptcy. I feel kind of saddened about that because I think that the issues we have to deal with here with our writ are really, really important, and now we'll be delayed.
Right. And we've issued a stay already on the issues, so am I correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. What about putting this back on for a written status report check in some period of time so the case doesn't get lost?
I believe that would be totally appropriate. In fact, in communicating with my client, he was told by his bankruptcy attorney that by February, I think that everything will be resolved, and it may even be sooner than that.
Ms. Clerk, is there something you want to say on this, how we do this? Since I never had this happen, so
this is. Well, I think that we conclude the proceedings today. If the court wants to order that they provide a written status report.
Your Honor, it would take a minimum of probably 4 to 5 days to confer the court calendar to the court to get a statement.
Okay.
That's a minimum, assuming it was filed today. All motions have to be resolved in bankruptcy court currently by March 16th. So in status, I'm just aware that it's probably the appropriate time frame.
Mr. Larson, perhaps you could get us something. At least, Justice Chair, I'd recommend we do like a 60-day status. Today is the 14th of December, maybe by February, Valentine's Day. You could get us just a status from both sides. I mean, if the stay is lifted, then we can just get this rescheduled and move forward with the case, you know, like that. I'm sure the respondents want to go, you know, move the case along as well so we can get it resolved one way or the other. Then
that'll be the order.
One more comment with regard to the district court hearings yesterday. Judge Corey did indicate that he would allow the plaintiffs to brief the case law with regard to bankruptcy as it impacts a motion for determination of good faith settlement. So that is the plan, is for that to go forward. I don't know if he'll be persuaded by that case law and will decide that motion for determination of good faith. But that is going to
be. We'll leave it to him to see what he's going to do. We're not going to interfere with that.
Because he won't order 60 days.
60-day status check. Okay?
So the parties will file
report. Right, to our clerk. Thank you very much. It's good to see you all. Sorry that we couldn't be at more service today. We'll be at recess till 10:30 for the next case.
A little extra break?
Yeah.